The US President Donald Trump says he thinks Ukraine will concede Crimea to Russia. Now, Crimea was annexed by Vladimir Putin in 2014, the first stage in its invasion of Ukraine's sovereignty. Its full-scale invasion happened in 2022. President Trump and his Ukrainian counterpart, Volodymyr Zelensky, held a 15-minute meeting on the margins of Pope Francis' funeral in the Vatican on Saturday. Speaking to reporters at an airport in New Jersey last night, Mr. Trump was asked what he wanted Russian President Vladimir Putin to do.
Well, I want him to stop shooting, sit down, and sign a deal.
Is your relationship with President Zelensky better now than things were in the Oval Office?
It was never bad. We had a little dispute because I disagreed with something he said. Look, he's in a tough situation, a very tough situation. He's been fighting a much bigger force, much bigger. And that force has not been very distinguished, you know. It's been a lot tougher than they thought, but it helped them when we gave them $350 billion worth of weapons or cash.
Is Zelensky ready to give up Crimea, do you think, Mr. President?
Oh, I think so, yeah. Look, Crimea was 12 years ago. That was President Obama. They gave it up without a shot being fired.
President Trump there. Well, Siobhan O'Grady is Ukraine bureau chief for The Washington Post. She joins us now from Kiev. So, Siobhan, you heard him there saying he thinks Ukraine is ready to concede Crimea. What does Ukraine say?
Ukraine certainly has not said that publicly, and I think it will be a long time before we hear any such declaration. Ukraine remains adamant and is backed by its European partners with the view that any discussion about territory must come only after Russia has agreed to a complete ceasefire. So I think a lot of these statements are premature. Of course, it's hard for us to know exactly what Zelensky told Trump in that private conversation, but Trump has repeatedly blamed past administrations, especially the Obama administration, for Russia's takeover of Crimea and has kind of looked at it from a U.S. domestic lens and not from the Ukrainian perspective, that it's illegal in Ukraine for Ukraine to recognize Crimea as Russia. It goes against the country's constitution. And I don't think we'll ever see a Ukrainian recognition that Crimea is Russian territory. It's more about whether Ukraine will accept the U.S. to do so, to recognize that legally.
I was going to ask you about the meeting in the Vatican on Saturday. The two men were engaged very intently, it seemed from the pictures, on that 15-minute discussion. Is there any more detail about what President Zelensky said to Mr. Trump?
Zelensky definitely pressed the need for a ceasefire before any further negotiations and definitely discussed Ukraine's need for more weaponry. I imagine he also specifically requested more air defense capabilities. We know from last week after Russia launched a massive missile barrage on Kyiv that Ukraine is now obviously lower on air defenses than it was before then. And it really heavily relies on U.S. supplies, especially for air defense. And that's one area where we know Europe just will not be able to backstop U.S. support. And so I think that was definitely on the table. So much about that moment was symbolic because their last meeting, as everyone will remember, was their last face-to-face meeting was in the Oval Office, surrounded by journalists who had been handpicked from right-wing media organizations, surrounded by a lot of American officials, Ukrainian officials, and of course, Vice President J.D. Vance. And Zelensky really came under fire in that meeting, and it was very contentious. This was pretty much the most opposite scene you could imagine. The two of them face to face. Obviously, photos were taken, but cameras were off. There was no filming of the meeting. It didn't seem performative. It was really just a one-on-one discussion. So just that image is so iconic now, especially on the margins of Pope Francis's funeral. Of course, the Pope had repeatedly pled for peace in Ukraine. And so many people are hoping that this moment will lead to something substantial. Of course, it's very hard to tell, especially with such an unpredictable White House.
How do you assess the impact or the meaning of President Trump's criticism of Vladimir Putin on Saturday, wondering if Putin was just tapping him, saying he should not be launching bomb attacks, missile attacks on civilians? Did it come only because Zelensky was the last person that Trump spoke to, or is it significant?
I think it's significant regardless, because any public criticism of the Russian president from Trump, who has often refrained from criticizing Putin, is meaningful. And that was the second time in a matter of days that he had criticized Putin. He also criticized him and told him to stop firing on civilians after the missile attack I just mentioned, which happened early Thursday morning and killed 12 people in Kyiv and wounded almost 90 others and completely destroyed an apartment building. It was a direct hit by a Russian missile. And so I think both of those messages paired together do mean something. But of course, there's always that question. A lot of Ukrainians I've spoken to said, well, Trump just often repeats whatever the last thing someone told him was. So it's hard for us to know what to really expect. And everyone is really waiting for more actions. I think his threatening of secondary sanctions, especially on countries that are buying Russian oil, et cetera, as a possibility, that is really interesting to Ukraine. And they want more punishment for people who continue to engage with Russia. So I think anything that Ukraine can get out of that meeting, even just the optics for Zelensky and Trump to speak one-on-one, for them to have a not contentious meeting, for it to look even relatively friendly, is a win for Ukraine, because obviously those images of them in the Oval Office were just seized upon by Russia and used against them.
Siobhan, thank you very much. Siobhan O'Grady, Ukraine Bureau Chief for The Washington Post, live from Kyiv.